Hi all memory super heroes. This lesson is for memory recall aspirants who want to learn faster and want to achieve maximum in their life by keeping all their limitations behind. I am your memory coach CD. Today on the show we have Carly Boza Feliciano. Carly Boza Feliciano is a young adventurer who spends his personal time cycling, hiking and soiling himself in obstacle races and tall volcanoes. For years he has worked as an independent pro photographer and as a personal evolution coach. And he has helped many people to free their minds from the prison which we have been taught to believe and find their true path in the life. Originally, Carly is from Puerto Rico and currently he is in Mexico City and he is natively bilingual in English and Spanish. So, let's welcome Carly on the show. Welcome, Carly. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Dixie. Yeah. Hi. Good morning and evening. How are you?
Yeah. I'm good.
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thank you. Pleasure is all mine. So, this is a segment called Wisdom from Experts. So, we'll be expecting some wisdom from you as well as we will love to know about you. So, with your permission, I want to start with my first question, if it is okay with you.
Please, yes, yeah. Of course.
So my first question is, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career? This was the thing which you would have known, then your career would have been different or something which you can say that it was a challenge, but then also you have started.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, that's a big question. Well, there are many challenges that are faced in my current career, which is coaching, and I've been doing that for 11 years now. I've changed careers over the course of my life. And particularly for this career, something that I wish I had known back then is have known more about business, because I think that's the boogeyman for a lot of us coaches. You know, we love coaching and we do it well. Yeah. But it seems to be the business side that keeps us back, that holds us back for a long time.
Agreed.
And yeah. A lot of trouble.
Yes.
Yeah, so I wish I had learned business. I mean, not that I'm not a great businessman yet, even. but I wish I had started studying business earlier to apply it to coaching, yeah.
That's basically, it's a journey. Basically, it's a journey. You keep learning. Every day is a learning in a business scenario, yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It really is.
So with this, my second question is, what is your biggest failure or your biggest learning? And what did you learn from it? If I have to ask, this was your biggest learning. This has changed you completely. What was that?
Okay. And are you referring to in terms of career or overall in my
life? Overall means...
all over.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's a good one. I think actually... Well, it's funny because you say, you know, what's the biggest failure or the biggest learning, right?
Yes.
And I think those two really do go together if you take it the right way.
Right.
And I think, I mean, it may sound strange, but I think it may have been my marriage, which ended in divorce almost nine years ago. From there, I really felt that it was a failure at that time. I really felt really bad about myself.
Okay.
Like, you know, this is the one thing that I wanted the most, you know, to be with this woman and to create a life together. And we were not married very long, just a couple of years.
Okay.
And it was really, really painful. I went through a decomposition of what my identity was at that moment, at that time, right?
Right.
Like, this is Carly and then my wife, and then, you know, like, I'm part of her, she's part of me, and then that crumbled.
Yeah.
And so it was really, really painful, and I noticed how many attachments I had to her and to the relationship.
Right.
And thanks to that pain and that so-called failure, which looked like a failure at that time, then now I can say thanks to that.
Okay.
I've been able to rebuild who I am and kind of evaluate the pieces that of me that I was losing and that I was keeping consciously, and then add new pieces, new qualities, new attitudes, drop some things that I didn't need, So it was basically like a full reconstruction of who I am as a man, as a professional, right. as a lover, as a human being.
Yeah, good.
So and thanks to that, I can say, wow, I'm glad I'm not that guy anymore.
Right. So that pain has changed you upside down completely, and now you are a changed man, a new man who's ready to take challenges. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, it made me, of course, I mean, I've still struggled with a lot of challenges since then, and I think I will continue to, but I gained a lot of knowledge and a lot of personal power, I would say, that I didn't have back then, that I wouldn't have gotten had I not gone through that really, really difficult period, which lasted for a couple of years, actually.
Right. So that pain has made you stronger also, more stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that's one thing that I think, you know, we as humans, we tend to go against pain, right? I mean, it's part of our survival nature.
Right.
But sometimes that pain is telling us, hey, there's something here for you. Just listen to it, because if it hurts, it means that there's a part of you that needs to be strengthened, right? And it's a matter of listening to the pain and what it is that it's trying to tell us. Yeah,
I agree. So the third question is, what advice would you give someone wanting to pursue a career similar to yours? If somebody wants to be a photographer or want to live a life like an adventurer as you do, or being a evolution coach, anything of your short, if you want to do, what one advice you will give to that person?
Yeah, and that's a very useful question to answer, I think. Thank you for that. I'm a pro photographer and I'm a personal evolution coach. And I think actually, I mean, of course, the idiosyncrasies of each are different. Mm-hmm. But I would say learn business. Going back to the first question.
Right.
Learn about business if you want to go on your own, no matter what you do, no matter what your career is.
Yeah.
And that's a matter of skill. Right, like learning business skills and business technique, business anything about business.
Right.
And below, that's like the mental part of it, right? Mm-hmm. But I think even deeper than that, believe in yourself.
Agreed.
And that is something that has taken a while for me, I have to admit. Mm-hmm. Even as being a coach, you know, I felt like, man. You know, there have been times when I felt like a fraud. You know, the typical imposter syndrome.
Yes, yeah. The inner voice keep telling me, something like that, yes.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I'm thinking, well, yeah, I mean, I'm helping people to change their lives, to improve their quality of life, to improve their relationships, the way that they think, the way that they do life, the way they see themselves. And yet, my life's a mess, man. You know, that's the way that I've seen it.
Yes.
And I realized that even that, I mean, going back to pain, that's some of the pain that we go through. And there's a lesson when we're feeling not confident about ourselves. And so I would say, be confident. First of all, really find out what it is that you love to do. You know, because you could be climbing up the wrong ladder for a long time and climb really high, but you're against, you're up against the wrong wall.
Right.
Find what it is, what your wall is to climb.
Find your niche and always keep saying that I am enough. I am enough to do it. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Like find the right thing for you by knowing, like, and it's something that you know. It's not something that you should do because your family has done it. It's not something that you should do because that's what your friends are doing.
Right.
It's not somebody's expectations that you're fulfilling. It's
agreed.
It comes from inside. It's like, I feel this is what I want.
I'm good at it, yeah.
Yeah, find what that is. And then, but if you, the thing is, if you find what it is that you love, you'll have the tools to do it.
Obviously, yes.
It's built, both things come like in a single package.
Yeah, very true. So
believe that you can, because if you can know what it is that you want, but if you don't believe that you can, then you're going to have a lot of trouble.
Right.
So really trust that you'll find the resources, that you'll find the strength to do it. Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. Very true. So what are the best resources? With this, I'm coming to the resources only. What are the best resources that you that have helped you along the way, means till your complete journey. There'll be different resources, different friends, different ideas would have been come up. So if you have to tell one resource, what was one resource or different resources, if you want to add, what are those resources who actually helped you in your journey?
Okay. Well, now speaking specifically about coaching, well, there are many things that you can do, but again, I would say resources, I'll have to look at them in, split them in two.
Okay.
Internal resources and external resources, right? Which essentially the external ones are a reflection of the interior, right?
Yes.
So it's, so basically everything is interior, yeah. But in practical terms, interior, the thing that really has helped me the most mm-hmm. in becoming the coach that I am now mm-hmm. and becoming the photographer that I am and the mountaineer and outdoorsman that I am in everything that I do really one is belief in myself, which again hasn't been easy for me. It right. comes easier for some people.
Yes.
And it's a drive, and I've noticed this, that it's kind of been built into me since, well, as far as I can remember,
right.
but this is something that you can actually cultivate consciously, and that is a constant drive mm-hmm. and a constant intention and focus yes. on improving myself.
Okay.
So finding whatever, that's the internal resource that creates or that helps you find the outer resources.
Right, right. So
to have this philosophy of today I can do better than yesterday.
Yeah.
And moment I can do it better than a moment ago.
Right.
And like I want to. It's not that I have to, mm-hmm. although we do, but it's
yeah.
more like I want to. I want yes. to become.
Yeah.
So that's the internal resource that I would say. And that's something that any of us can choose.
Yes.
In terms of external resources, actually learning about business, which has been like my, you know, my week.
Yeah. Biggest challenge, yeah. Kind of
yeah.
This.
And I have to say, I've been following the company Mind Valley,
okay.
through which we have met,
yeah, yeah.
you and I.
Right. Yes.
Right? I've done some of their programs, and now this year I've been doing several back to back. And I have to say, I really, really do recommend Mind Valley. They have some
okay.
really good programs, not
definitely
only
is.
For coaching, as the one that the course that you and I have taken,
yeah.
mm-hmm. But also, you know, that they have all kinds of programs for personal
yes.
growth for different
right.
areas.
Right.
life
yeah.
and all the programs I've taken by them are excellent, so I really
yeah.
recommend that regardless of what your path is. Yeah,
agreed, very true.
Yeah,
yeah. If you have some mental blocks and then you are struggling, definitely those programs are going to help you. And
yeah.
your mantra that you have to be your better version the next day as you are today is also a great thing, and it comes through experience only, with more programs and more investments as well as more working on yourself. Yeah, definitely.
Right, exactly. And I think actually that word you said, investment,
yeah,
because I think a lot of people, and I think that's why many coaches struggle finding clients, is because
yeah.
people, and including us, including me as well,
mm-hmm.
We see any money that goes out, we see it as an expense,
right?
This is an investment in yourself.
Yes.
When you hire a coach, and or when you buy a personal development program,
mm-hmm.
Any kind of course anywhere, really,
yes.
investment in yourself.
Definitely.
And that's really not an expense. You're giving away money for it.
Yeah.
You're getting back so much more than that.
Right.
So I think part of our job as coaches in the world is to educate people in this in this philosophy. That it's not really an expense. It's like it's an investment in yourself, and
yes.
you know, you can get a lot more return than what you put in.
Definitely, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the next question is, who are the three people? You have to name three people who have been the most influential to you. Means who has actually accelerated your journey or influenced you that you can do this, you have given you the confidence or pushed you to your limits that you are good enough for this. Who,
right.
whom you can name, yeah, those three people.
Okay, good question. You sent me these questions, and I've been thinking about this, and it's been really difficult to pinpoint exactly three people. The first person I have to say is my ex-wife.
Okay.
Because she was the other half of that marriage and that divorce.
Right.
I mean, now, of course, years later, we get along very well. We've stayed friends. We don't communicate very often, but we do love each other, and we always will. Okay. And I think it's because of the way that we handled our separation that we can actually speak to each other now and you know, be well with each other.
Right.
She was a big part of that biggest, you know, that restructuring of who I am, right? I think by far the one person that has helped me the most, at least in recent times. Mm-hmm. And I'll have to say, my grandfather was, my maternal grandfather was, okay, I would say, is another one of those top three. Mm-hmm. He left us a year ago, Christmas of 2019, so just over a year ago. And he was a doctor, a medical doctor. Okay. He died the night before he turned 94.
Okay.
So a few more hours would have been his birthday.
Okay.
So he lived to be 93 and 364 days old.
Great, yeah.
He was an incredible example of a human being in all areas. Like he was an incredible man, very loving, very incredibly intelligent. He was a great husband, a great father, a great provider, a great friend, and a great grandfather. Third person, I would have to say, I'd have to put both my parents together, okay, mom and dad. They, of course, without them, I wouldn't even be here.
Right, right.
They're both very different people. My relationship with the both of them is very different. They're both divorced. They've been divorced for 30 years. Right. But I, you know, I get along with both of them. They were both the biggest part of my formation as a person. So, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, of course, all of it.
Right,
you know?
yes.
So I would have to say both of them as well, yeah.
Yeah, you can count them one, yeah, as a parent, yes.
Yeah.
So, what is the one common myth? There could be a myth in your profession, about your profession or field, that you want to debunk, that this myth actually doesn't exist. There's no thing like this in our profession. If you have to debunk or if you have to demystify that this myth actually doesn't exist, what that myth could be?
Yeah, and that's you asked some good questions, man.
Thank you.
I'm digging here, like, okay, how, you know, like, what's my answer to these, right?
Right. Yeah.
And a common myth, particularly in coaching. Let me just say first about photography. A common myth in photography is that I think clients think that photos create themselves.
Right.
That you just point the camera somewhere and click and...
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Magically appears, you know, yes, ready for print or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Or for the TV or whatever. And it's not like that.
It's an art. It's definitely an art. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of work before, you know, behind the scenes, and it's, as you say, it's an art. It's actually a very an intricate mixture of art and technique.
Right.
You know, it's right brain, left brain, because you have to know your technique really well.
Yes.
So it's part of our task as photographers, mm-hmm, to educate the client as well. Like, hey, this. You're not buying the hour that we'll be together or the day that we'll be together.
Right.
You're buying all these years of experience, all the thousands of dollars of equipment that I'm going to use,
right,
that whole investment, back to that word, of, you know, I've been doing this for over 20 years, mm-hmm, right? So it's a matter of really showing people what it entails to be a photographer. Right.
Yes.
And how that photograph, how that final image comes to exist.
Yes.
What's behind it. And I think in a similar way, going to coaching, I think that there's a misconception in people that consider hiring coaches or that hire coaches, that coaching is, oh, like for people who are screwed up in their life only, right? Like people say, oh yeah, I know somebody that's really screwed up and I'm gonna send them.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That could be the case.
Yes.
But people, it's again, we have to educate, we as coaches have to educate people that, well, yes, we can help you, like, you know, if you're really like screwed up and if that's our area of expertise, we can help you come out of a very deep hole that you may be. But coaching is really about where taking your life, wherever you may be, to the next level.
Yeah, and upgrading then, yourself, yeah.
Yeah, so it's an incremental process and a gradient, right?
Yes. Yes.
So, you know, you can't dunk a basketball if you can't jump 8 feet.
Yeah.
You have to train your jumping first.
Yes. Yeah. Stepwise process. It's a stepwise process. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And it's and I think that in particular for coaches, it's about changing the way that the world sees us.
Right.
As service providers. So being very, like, it's a challenge for us to find exactly, as you were mentioning earlier, our niche, what each, you know, like each coach find what our niche,
right,
and then be able to communicate that in a way that people say, oh, okay, it's not necessarily for really screwed up people, like maybe I can benefit from that too,
right?
So that everybody can benefit from the services of a coach.
Agreed. Very true. Yeah. So with this, I have to ask you, where can our listeners and viewers connect with you online? If they want to connect with you, they want your services, and if they want to learn something about coaching as well as, means evolution coaching as well as your photography thing, if they want to know, where can they connect with you? Where they can contact you?
A few places. They can go to my website. It's future to present, all letters, future to present, T-O, present, .com. That's a blog. And I have articles there in English and in Spanish. I'm bilingual. And they can find some articles there, and they can contact me through the website as well.
Okay.
On Facebook, they can also find me through future to present or with my name, Carly Bausa Feliciano. And on Instagram, it's future to present underscore CBF. It's my initials.
Okay.
Future to present underscore CBF. And on Twitter, it's future to present.
So
on Facebook, I have a group called Conquering Chaos.
Good one. So,
Facebook,
yeah.
And I've been doing a lot of work there, and it's actually a pretty cool community that I started when the pandemic began. And we've been building the group, and it's a bunch of people that there's a lot of interaction. People post different things to keep us all coming through this tide together. So it's
they're helping each other as well as you are helping them. Yes,
right, exactly.
You congregated them there, and then they're helping each other. Great to know that you are available on different platforms and different, means all kind of people can connect with you, even younger, the older generation, whoever want to get your services can connect with you. I'll definitely share your contact there. With this, I have reached with the last question, which is, what can change in your life? What can change in your life if you become completely free from all the limiting beliefs? If you have some limiting beliefs that your mindset is like, if I am free from this, I can become this person. Carly can do this. So what could happen if you have no limiting beliefs?
Yeah, and that's a very powerful question too. You're on a roll, man, with your questions. I love it. This takes me back to the imposter syndrome. I mean, I actually have designed a full day workshop on limiting beliefs and transforming them. Of course, doing it for others is one thing. Doing it for yourself, that's an entirely different thing. And as I'm sure you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? Yes. It's like it's difficult for the eye to see itself, right? It can see everything that's outside of it, but how does it see itself?
Yeah.
Right? So you need some external mirror for that. reflected back to you. So, and limiting beliefs, I think the biggest ones that that tend to hold people back are either I'm not enough, mm-hmm. or I can't do it,
right.
or I don't deserve it.
Right.
And I've noticed that all across the board. That's like, I think it's the biggest ill, or one of the biggest ills that human civilization has.
Very true.
Because many of us don't, you know, like we don't believe that we can do it, or we don't believe that we can, that we deserve it,
right?
Right? That we can't exert the change that we want to exert, yeah. and to create the world.
Yeah, that and, that initiation is not there, that I can do it. So that starting point, they're not getting this.
Right. Right. Yeah. 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 And it's inside, you know?
Yeah.
And so what could change if we could change that? Well, we could close the gap, yes. between where we are now, A, and where we want to be, B.
Yeah. Right.
Right? Because we can, maybe we can get to B from A, right. with a little bit of belief, but it can take a really long time and a lot of effort and a lot of struggle and frustration. Mm-hmm. Whereas, the more you clean out your limiting beliefs, mm-hmm. the more you close that gap, and then the easier and it is to achieve what you want to do, and the shorter the time, and the better the resources you find. And so it's really by changing your beliefs, you're really purifying who you are. Basically, you're dropping away, mm-hmm. false ideas about yourself and about the world and about you in the world.
Yes.
Then you're adopting thoughts that bring you closer to the world and to what you want to bring to it.
Right.
So basically, you can, by changing your beliefs, mm-hmm. you can change whatever situation that belief is telling you that you can't have.
Yeah, it is all about getting to know yourself better, and
right.
then what you can do, how you can perform, that comes. Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. Right. It's a journey of self-knowledge, right?
Yes,
right.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. So with this, Carly, we have reached to the end of all my questions as paired. All of my questions have finished. And thank you very much to being on this show and sharing your wisdom, your knowledge for my listeners as well as my viewers. That is going to help them a lot. And I love to connect with you after this. But then for today, thank you very much for being on the show, and thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much, Dixit. It's an honor to be here with you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye,
thank
bye.
You for the.